Who doesn't enjoy a little time travel through history now and again? I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marion Winnick will guide us back in time to meet three extraordinary women for the ages. Hi, Marion.
Hi, Lisa. Last month, I moderated a panel at the Virginia Festival of the Book in Charlottesville with these three authors, and it was a mob scene. I did not realize how popular historical fiction really is. For those who aren't quite sure, this genre blends fiction and fact, building an imagined narrative based on real characters and events, in fact, usually based on meticulous research and years of work. Carrie Callahan's debut novel, A Light of Her Own, tells the story of Judith Leister, the first woman to attain master status in the Painters Guild of 17th century Holland, a group that ran the golden age of Dutch painting with an iron hand. We meet Judith in her early 20s, though well past the age where male artists go out on their own, run their own workshops, and take apprentices, she's still living with her teacher. She can't get started on her own without seed money, and the only way she can think to get that money is to sell a painting secretly, outside guild regulations. That's just the first bit of risky business Judith gets involved with as the story unfolds. Callahan's evocation of colors, weather, smells, hardships, and dangers of life in the 1600s will sweep you away. In I Was Anastasia, Ariel Lahan fictionalizes the story of a woman named Anna Anderson who was pulled out of a canal in Germany after a 1920 suicide attempt. She claimed to be the surviving daughter of Nicholas and Alexander Romanov. The Tsar, his wife, and his five children, along with a few family servants, were famously shot en masse by revolutionaries. But this woman claims she escaped. Not only does she resemble the princess, but she has the scars to prove it, and a lot of important people believe her. Lahan tells Anna's story in reverse. From 1968, when she awaits the results of the final court ruling on her identity, going backwards to 1920 in Germany, when she was pulled out of the canal. The Romanov story is told in the opposite direction, starting in 1917 with the family being taken prisoner and going forward to the night they were murdered. The story converges on a moment of truth. Is Anna really Anastasia? There are certain people about whom you think, how can they be that smart if they are that good looking? Hedy Lamarr was one of the most extreme examples of beauty and brains ever, as Marie Benedict's The Only Woman in the Room will convince you. She was born Hedwig Kiesler, the daughter of wealthy Jewish parents in a posh Vienna neighborhood. At the very beginning of what looked like a glorious career on stage, Hedy catches the eye of Fritz Mondel, a wealthy, charismatic older man who owns several munitions factories. Mondel stops at nothing to win her, and since her parents are terrified by the rising tide of anti-Semitism, they feel they have no choice but to agree to the marriage. Quickly, it turns out to be a nightmare. Her husband is not only abusive and pathologically controlling, but is colluding with Mussolini as well as the Nazis. An amazingly daring escape leads Hedy to England, then America, where Ms. Lamarr makes good use of her looks, her acting skills, and, most surprisingly, the scientific knowledge and military secrets she absorbed while pretending to be a beautiful dodo at her husband's table.
The books are A Light of Her Own by Carrie Callahan, I Was Anastasia by Ariel Lahan, and The Only Woman in the Room by Marie Benedict. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wipr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marion Winnick.